You're tuned into 2SER Breakfast. It's about 20 past 8 on a Thursday. Get your novelty drink cups ready because it's time to talk movies with Michael Jones. Hey, Michael, how are you today? Welcome to 2SER Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning, Danny. No films involving novelty drink cups today. Only one film today, and it's not Wicked for Good. This is Sony's response. It's a sequel to a cult finish, an action film from 2022 called Sisu. I'm not bitter about not being invited to the preview of Wicked for Good. I'm sure the cast of The Golden Bachelor loved it. Anyway, there's no direct English translation for Sisu. It's a Finnish concept that means unimaginable determination and courage in the face of overwhelming odds, especially when all hope is lost. So take this as a bit of a warning. If you're squeamish, you'll have to muster up every ounce of Sisu in your being to get through this film.
I'm going to need a lot of Sisu.
This film being Sisu, Road to Revenge. Oh. And once again, it stars Jorma Tormilla from the first Sisu and Rare Exports and a number of other films. Stephen Lang, Avatar, Don't Breathe 1 and 2. He's a man who's played quite a few villains. No prizes for guessing the sort of character he plays in this film. The only other returning actor in this film is Sulo, the Bedlington Terrier, who is Jorma Tormilla's own dog. This one's written and directed by Hjalmari Helander, who made Sisu, Rare Exports and Big Game, also films starring Jorma Tormilla. Finland had a bit of a bet each way in World War II, at first fighting the Soviets themselves, then inviting the Nazis in to help them get rid of the Soviets, then turning on the Nazis when they wouldn't go home. Hence, in the first film, Sisu, our hero Artami Korpi, played by Tormilla, is going full Rambo on Germans in 1944. But it's now 1946, and we discover a bit more of Artami Korpi's backstory. It turns out Korpi once had a family who were killed by the Soviets in 1939 in the most brutal way possible. This turn of events was the making of Korpi as a ruthless, mostly mute killing machine. Apparently he killed a lot of Soviets before turning his attentions to the Nazis. As a result, Korpi is now public enemy number one in the CCP. You'd have thought the Soviets would still be hunting Nazis in 1946, but no,
they're
They're after guys like Korpi. Anyway, Korpi is silly enough to cross back into the Soviet Union to visit the old homestead, and the Ruskies decide to sic old nemesis Igor Draganov, played by Lang, fresh from a Siberian gulag, onto him. Much mayhem, carnage, and very little dialogue will ensue. If the first Sisu film was inspired by First Blood and Rambo, Sisu Road to Revenge has much more of a Mad Max and Fury Road feel to it, albeit with more than a dash of Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin. Korpi and his faithful hound drive out determinedly to their destination and are pursued by the baddies in cars, motorcycles, trucks, half-tracks, tanks, planes and trains as they try to make it back to Finland. Feels like Fury Road, doesn't it? If you're expecting a subtle, realistic depiction of PTSD, cross-border tensions and violence in the immediate aftermath of World War II, you're in the wrong movie. If you're looking for something like Death Wish, Death Race 2000, or something slightly more preposterous than John Wick, Sisu Road to Revenge is the movie for you, as Korpi survives being shot, stabbed, bombed, flogged with an electric whip.
Oh, no.
driving a truck off a cliff, almost drowning, being beaten with a lead pipe, and smashed over the head with a shovel. Sure, Korpi is a survivor, but his enemies obviously did their military training at Stormtrooper Academy. And you know that. And you know they're not going to get second, third, or even fifth chances from Korpi. There are some quite exhilarating action set pieces in this one, particularly when Corpy's truck is being chased by goons on motorcycles. This is the most Mad Max sequence of the film. And another ridiculous sequence when his truck is being bombed and strafed by a couple of planes from the air. And his dog doesn't even whimper or bark once.
Not bloody once.
Not a sound from that dog. And it all comes together in a nice, tight 88 minutes. My My main gripe is that we're getting the English version of Sisu Road to Revenge. I saw the original one in Finnish, and I think that would have made it just a little bit more exotic if it had been in Finnish and Russian. Anyway, only a minor gripe. This film is funny, it's extremely violent, there's minimal dialogue, and no danger of anyone breaking into song. Sisu Road to Revenge is the perfect film to watch while the rest of the family isn't wicked for good. Nothing unexpected happens on this journey. Sure, there are a few bumps in the road, but there are no dead ends, and it's a most enjoyable ride. It's a road to hell, and nobody has any good intentions at all.
Michael Jones, thank you for being the special guest this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Always a pleasure.
Still plenty of time for you to go and see Wicked for Good.
Might get there.
Yeah, probably watch The Ashes instead.
I think you might be onto something.